morning, boys and girls. Good morning, church. Hello. Well, in our gym next month, Stephen reminded us what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus is the only way. He can take us safely to our heavenly homes. If we take the wrong way, we'll get to an end that's not good. But if we follow Jesus, he will give us eternal life. This week, I still want to talk about the way, but I want to talk about sometimes you go off the way. Sometimes we do wrong things. But before I continue, we should call our guests here. Do you know who is here? Let's see who is here.
Hi, boys and girls. Hi, everybody. It's so good to be back in church at Chalon today. I have missed you all.
Let's say hello to Carr. Hi, Carr. Carr, you did not come alone. Where is your friend?
Lucy. Lucy? Lucy, wake up. It's not time for a nap. Boys and girls, let's wake up Lucy after three. One, two, three. Lucy! Lucy!
What? What? Where am I? Oh, Carl, why are you shouting at me?
Lucy, you're in church, remember? All the boys and girls are here to see us, and you were fast asleep. Not good, Lucy. Not good at all.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, boys and girls. Good morning. I wasn't sleeping, Carl. I was just concentrating.
Yeah, right. We believe you, don't we?
Guys, you're here today because we do need your help. We are talking about a difficult thing. We're talking about the things that we do wrong. And I am not going to ask the kids here to tell me what they have done wrong, because Mom and Dad are watching. So, Lucy, why don't you tell us, have you done something bad recently?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, yes. I did do something bad. I didn't mean to do the wrong thing. It just sort of happened. The other day, Mum told me not to eat any sweets after we had our dinner, because she said I'd already eaten too many sweets that day. Lucy, too many sweets aren't good for you, she said. Well, after dinner, she went to watch TV. And well, it wasn't my fault. The sweets were just there. And I had to have one, maybe two. I just couldn't resist. They looked so lovely and mouthwatering. Jelly babies. Oh, I love the green ones. And the red ones. They were so good.
Ah, Lucy, you are a bad girl.
Oh, Lucy, did you get in trouble for that?
Yes. Mum found out. She was really upset, and she told me the next day that I wouldn't be allowed to have any sweets as punishment.
I'm sure you didn't like that, Lucy.
No, the next day I couldn't eat any sweets. But you know the worst thing? Mum was so disappointed in me. I had disobeyed her and broke her rules. Mum is my best friend, and I don't like it when I make her sad.
I can imagine. Lucy, when your mum says you shouldn't do something, it's because she loves you. And so, by not having more sweets that day, it was the best thing for you.
I know. I felt sorry. I won't do it again.
Good girl, Lucy. That's the right thing to do. And what about you? What about you, Carl? Do you have anything to tell us?
Me? Oh, no. I'm a good boy. I'm not like naughty Lucy.
What?
I never do anything wrong.
I think you're doing something wrong right now. You are lying.
Oh. I think Lucy's right, Carl. How can you explain this?
You pulled my hair.
Oh, Carl, you pulled Lucy's hair. Carl, were you stealing chocolates from the tuck shop? That's a nasty thing, Carr. What about that one? Bad words.
Carl,
we cannot translate
words.
Those words. Bad words, Carr. What is he doing there, boys and girls? He's cheating in an exam. Oh, no, Carr. You're cheating in an exam. These are not nice things.
Oh, maybe you're both right. I think I do wrong things too.
That's right, Carr. The Bible says that we all do wrong things. And we all need to repent. We do wrong things against mom and dad, against our teachers, against each other, against God. Now tell me, why do you think mom and dad make rules that sometimes we don't like? Why do they make rules for us? Because they love us, yes? What else? To keep us safe, yeah, very good, that's right. They want to protect us. They want the best thing for us. And you know what? That's also true for God. Isn't it, boys? What God has done, he has made us. So he knows what's the best for us. He loves us. We call God's rules commandments. Do you know this word? Commandments. Who can tell me some of God's commandments? Who knows some of God's commandments? Come on, I know you know this one. Yeah? All right, that's a good principle. Yeah, there is only one God, so we should not worship other God, isn't it? Pardon me?
Never obey the devil.
Never obey the devil, that's a good thing. Don't lie. Very good. Yes? Don't murder. Yes, that's right.
Respect your parents.
Very good. Don't steal. You see, Carl did that. That's very good. Do you know some, Lucy and Carl?
Don't lie.
Love each other.
Don't steal.
Not to offend other people.
Treat people well.
Obey your parents.
Very good. Very good, isn't it? I know. I can see that you're coming to kids' church. They've been learning about God's commandments. Well done. I know, Lucy and Carl, that you need to go now. Oh, they need to go now. So let's say goodbye to them. Goodbye, Carl. Goodbye, Lucy. Thanks for coming today. So everybody knows God's commandments, right? Do we? Yeah? Yeah, boys and girls? Do you know God's commandments, girls? Do you? Very good. If we keep God's commandments, we are going to live in peace and in love for each other, reflecting God's good character. But a lot of times, like Carl did, what do? We break God's rules. We break God's commandments. What does God call the wrong things we do? Who would know that? What does God call the wrong things we do? I'll give you a help.
Sin.
God calls them sin. When we sin, when we do wrong things, we break our relationships. Like Lucy broke her relationship with her mom when she disobeyed her mom. So when we sin, we break our relationship with God. We make God sad. And our sins separate us from God. And our sin also leads us to death. Who can remember the memory verse we learned today? Who can remember it? Which one? There. Romans 6:23. Let's say that again. Do you remember that? For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can the whole church help us? Let's say that again. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So what is this verse saying? Look at that photo there. You see, there are ways we can go. If we take the path, the way of sin, that will lead us to death. But in Christ Jesus, we are going to have what? Eternal life. Very good. Because we do wrong things, we go off the way. But God has given us Jesus to forgive us for the wrong things we do. So what do we need when we do the wrong things, when we take the wrong path and we sin? What do we need to do to go back the right way? What do we need to do? Trust in the Lord. Yes. And yes, boys. Forgive? Say forgive. Or be forgiven by the Lord. Is that right? Do you want to say? No? Okay. We need to repent. When we do wrong things, we need to repent. What it is to repent? That's a kid repenting from something bad he did. We need to repent. We need to know that what we have done is wrong. We need to be genuinely sorry for what we have done. We need to ask God to forgive us. And we need to trust in the Lord, to trust in Jesus. And with His help, turn away from sin. Now, look at me. Everybody looking at me.
Hi.
Hey. I have a question for you, right? I want to know if you do wrong things. Who does wrong things? Put your hand up. I do. Lots of people there do as well. Yes, we do wrong things. So we know we do wrong things. Now, who feels sorry for the wrong things that you have done? Me too. I don't want to do wrong things. So what we can do is that God loves us and He has given Jesus to forgive us. So we are going to say sorry to God. I want everybody here to put their hands in their heart for a moment and close their eyes. And I am watching, closing the eyes. Oh, I can see you. I can see you. Right? Both eyes? Yeah. Okay. Now, quick, in your heart, you're going to repeat these words with me. Okay? Can see you. Lord Jesus, I feel really sorry for the things I have done wrong. Please forgive me. I repent from my sins, and I trust Jesus to forgive me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen? Amen. Can they go? Well, you can go back. Thank you very much for helping me.